good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to another Team List Tuesday. Look, I'm going to do this one here on my own because we are, well, we're already 3 days late and it's such a tiny Team List Tuesday. Only the four teams for Vegas. And look, I think there's not a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, we're probably not going to know the answers until after the weekend, and it might be tricky how we plan our teams out. But anyway, we're going to get into it. Let's talk about the Bunnies and the Manly game. Look, I think with the Bunnies, we need to consider here that four forward bench rotation. I'm not sure how this is going to impact someone like Cam Murray. I know a lot of people are very interested in Cam Murray. I think Cam Murray should, I mean, look, he should do reasonably well, but there's a world where he plays 65 minutes rather than that 70, 75, 80 that he can do sometimes. Probably 65. I guess just with this particular field being a slightly narrower field and everything like that, it should mean that the game is played a lot more through the middle. Should be pretty handy for people who are jumping on Murray. But I think there's a couple other guys that you potentially, if you're spending the money on Murray, maybe a couple other guys that you could be looking at. McInnes is one that I think you have to consider. Just unfortunately isn't playing until next weekend, so you're just not going to know whether he's starting or not. Obviously, Haas is going to benefit from this being straight up through the middle. And then even someone like a Hopgood, if the rumors are true that a Hopgood's playing 80 minutes, then he's someone you have to consider as well. In terms of others in that South Sydney side, oh, look, I'm a little bit concerned about Totola. I can see the advantage. Maybe I can only see 5 points, though. Just some people talking about Totola getting 6, 8, even 10 points of upswing, and I go, sure, maybe he gets that. But there's a lot of people in that side that have got to get minutes. Mawali can't just keep getting 20 minutes. If at some point he's got to start stepping up and go into that 20, 30, start pushing into that 35. Kepi is someone that can play 40 to 50 minutes. Tom Burgess, I know he's leaving at the end of the year, so maybe he doesn't quite get the minutes, and he's the one that starts to drop down. And then the other one is Talis Duncan. At some point, you've got to get Talis Duncan into that side. How you do that, you've got... he's not in the team this week, but they've got to start figuring those things out. You've also got Jacob Hoste, who is in the team this week. Now, he's going to be starting and going into that second... the second row spot, which pushes Arrow into the front row. So Arrow has to be playing about 60 minutes. I'm not sure that Totola has those points. Maybe he does, and that's awesome if he does, but I'm just not quite so sure. Outside of that, with South, look, I think you've got to be really, really careful going for any of the South outside backs. Now, there are three guys that have to come back into that South side that aren't there at the moment. You've got Isaac Thompson, who wasn't allowed to go to America. You've got Jack Whiten, and you've got Tyrone Munro. And you've also got... And that comes back in with someone like Gagai and Kenner. To me, I just don't see the value in going any of those guys. But sure, if you want to do it, go for it. I just don't get the logic. It's probably it for South. Look, I think if Tass happens to line up at left centre, that's a really, really rogue option if you wanted to go that way. If you knew Tass was at left centre, I think Tass will be right centre and Whiten will be left centre. But Tass would be a really, really rogue option for your centres if he's playing left centre. There's probably not too much else there, though. In terms of Manly, so Manly have got a couple of guys out. Nathan Brown was someone that people were really kind of hoping for. I'm not sure I'd be able to go Nathan Brown now, given he's playing or named to start at 17. If an hour before kickoff we find out that Nathan Brown is starting and Trbojevic has moved into the front row, sure, look, then there's probably a world where you jump onto him. But I'm not so sure that that happens. I think Burbo is one that a lot of people are looking at. Just starting to see a few things come through on Facebook and Discord about people thinking that Burbo is a trap. I guess with Burbo at his price, there were rumours well before this team list that Burbo had won the starting spot. At the very least, surely given Schuster's injury history and everything like that, surely Burbo at least gets it to start with, and Schuster has to prove that he's fit and ready to go. Maybe Schuster playing short minutes isn't a bad thing either. Like, maybe they can find a way to bring Schuster on and only play him for 50, 60 minutes. So there's that one. Look, I'm not sure there's too much else there. Oh, I can see the advantage in Tom Trbojevic. Would I start with Tom? No, probably not. But yeah, sure. Look, you're not going to hurt yourself, that's for sure. Ruben Garrick is another that should be reasonable to start with. I also don't mind starting with Cooler in your centres, especially with that DPP. Should hit that 38 to 42 relatively consistently. DCE is probably not a bad shout to start. But outside of that, I can't really see too much else coming out of that Manly side. Olakau'atu is possibly one for late season, depending on how his scores are going. Then we go to Roosters and Broncos. Now, Roosters has a fair bit to talk about, and I just want to kind of... look, I think we've got to remember that there's every chance that this still changes. So, with the Roosters, you've got Linu starting. I wouldn't get Linu. I don't see the hype. Maybe he plays better. Maybe his scores improve. But for a guarantee of 1 week starting at prop, where he hasn't in the past played more than 40 minutes very often, I just don't see it. And like, he could play 40 minutes and get 40 points. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't see the upside if he's back on the bench next week. So there's that side of it. I do think that if you've got... I think there's probably another way to do it. I do like the idea of going with Brandon Smith. I think he's a good shout. The way that side's made up, I think that there's a world, especially in the next couple of weeks, I think, where Brandon probably ends up spending a bit more time, almost pushing out to that 80-minute number 9. I just can't see Egan Butcher missing that side very often. You've got Egan Butcher that's on the reserves. You've got Angus Crichton that's on the reserves. Surely over the next few weeks, they've got to come into that side as well. But, yeah, I'd be surprised if Brandon Smith doesn't push to a different sort of role, especially with someone like Victor Radley. They could use Victor Radley as that pseudo 9 and have some different, get some other forwards into that team. And then speaking of forwards, you've got Wong and you've got Tupanua. It's really hard with these guys to see how this works out. I guess you assume one of them has to play 80 with Nat Butcher on the bench. Possibly what that means is that, I think Butcher has to play about 60 minutes. one of the interesting things out of the trial was that there was a fair bit of time where Radley defended at second row while with Butcher defending in the middle. So possibly a way of looking after Radley a little bit more. So if you got Radley there for the first 20 minutes and then after about 20 minutes, Butcher comes on, maybe Tupanua moves into that front row for Linu. Sorry, Tupanua probably moves into the front row for Linu. Butcher moves onto the edge. And then that allows for Butcher and Radley to kind of swap in and out. And then that maybe leaves Wong playing 80 minutes. But I'm not confident and that's how it works. But there is a world where Wong's the one that comes off so that Butcher can go on. I also wouldn't be surprised if we get to a point where both Wong and Satili have only played 60 minutes. I think there's so much lottery in it. I think you've almost just got to pick one, trust that they're going to get reasonable game time, and just go from there. The reality is you're probably not going to know. Murphy's Law says whoever you choose, they'll be the wrong one. Be okay that whoever you choose is the wrong one. For the Broncos, I guess the interesting thing there is Xavier Willison. Now, obviously in team list, Xavier was on the bench. Reports coming out are that Marty Tapau has won that spot. If Marty's won that spot, obviously Willison's a no-go. Just avoid then. Piakura with the Broncos being named, apparently he's fit. Piakura is one that I think everyone's going to have to get. Always interesting listening on a couple of different podcasts and stuff, but I know Israel Folau at different points has said that Piakura is one of the most talented that they've seen come through the system. Not Israel Folau. Bloke that did his knee for the Broncos, can't think of his name. Jarrell Yao-Yao. He rates Brendan Piakura very highly. Outside of that, you've got Mariner on the wing instead of Corey Oates. Interesting that you're going with Mariner. Mariner's got that dual position. He should do... I wouldn't be surprised if he did all right. I don't mind Arthur's. I wouldn't want him in my... I probably wouldn't want him in my 13 every week. But if he happened to be someone in your side that you had to chuck in every now and again due to buys or injuries and short-term concussions, all that sort of stuff, Arthur's is probably a handy dual position outside back. Not too much else there really to talk about. I think Haas is the big one. Everyone's going to probably have Haas, and I wouldn't be surprised if this game inflates his stats. And if they're inflating his stats, they're also probably going to inflate Carrigan's. So he's another one you could start the year with. I'm not sure that there's anything else that you can do. But I do think that they're pretty reasonable options. Outside of that, look, I'm not really sure what else to do. It's so hard. You could load up... I'm not sure where I sit on this. You could absolutely load up on forwards. You could load up on guys playing these first two games. Lock your points in. But at the same time, I'm not sure... Look, you could also go the other way. Play, not have many guys and go with it that way. Go with a small number of guys and take that into round one team list next week and basically build your team from there. The thing is there's not going to be a right answer. Because there'll be people that load up and it affects them next week, and there'll be people that miss out on guys this week that'll sit there and go, oh, I should have got I should have got Joey Manu, or I should have got James Tedesco, all these guys from the Roosters that you could quite literally have four or five guys from the Roosters and it not be an issue. You could have four guys from the Broncos. You could have a couple of guys from South and a couple of guys from Manly. And all of a sudden, you've got a fair chunk of your team. I guess it's just that's where it gets tricky. Me, personally, I'm going with a small number. But that's because I want to see the team list next week and I want to build base my team off that. I think there's too much possibility for things to change and we all know how good, important it is to set up your round one team properly. So I think if we see this game in isolation, pick the guys out that we want, guys like Piakura, Bench Bojovic, they're probably two that are really important. One or two of the Roosters' edge back rowers. But I guess you've just got to... I guess you've just got to trust yourself in which way you go. That whichever way you did it, you probably got the wrong answer. But yeah, outside of that, best of luck. How good is it to have footy back? We'll be back next week. I'll be back with the rest of the crew from the late mail crew to actually dive into teams a little bit more detail. We'll really look into setting up your team after round one, after round zero and for round one and work out from there. But let's call that a night. Have a good one. See you next week. Bye for now.